it's Art Spotlight, and a wonderful exhibit is at the Purdue Archives, looking down, looking out, and looking up. Joining me in the studio is Adriana Harmeyer. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you're an outreach archivist. Would you tell us what your role is at the Purdue Archives?
Sure. As outreach archivist, it's my job to talk to people in the community and on campus, to work with students about using archival resources, and also to reach people using social media and our archives blog, as well as to curate and promote our exhibits.
I have several ideas that I see, either a fedora and a whip and you know, an Indiana Jones sort of thing. And I also sort of think, you know, those dusty, you know, big piles of papers and whatnot. Tell us a little bit about where the archives are and what's in them.
It's not quite as exciting as Indiana Jones, and we do our best not to be dusty. But we are located on the fourth floor of Hesse Library and Stewart Center. We're open every day, Monday through Friday, and anyone is welcome to come do research, students, faculty, members of the community. And we really try to preserve everything related to Purdue history and subjects that are of interest to people in the Purdue community. So we have a flight and space archives because of our strong presence of Purdue graduates in the space program. We also have a psychoactive substances collection based on research in Purdue, and we have a women's archive that focuses specifically on the accomplishments of women who attended or were affiliated with Purdue.
And it's amazing to see what is there. And I know that this MAPS exhibit's going on through June 23rd. And where does MAPS and the Human Experience, it has this lovely title, where does this come from?
Typically, when you think of MAPS or the way you would exhibit MAPS, you would either go chronologically or geographically. As we were working on this exhibit, I started looking more thematically at what MAPS meant to people. So we have looking down, very traditional, what you think of as MAPS. Then there is looking out, and that is when we start getting more complex, looking at railroad lines, westward expansion, flight, these more complicated themes that are being represented on MAPS. And then finally, looking up, looking toward the stars, looking toward flight and space, and thinking beyond the traditional boundaries. So the human experience is interpreting how MAPS have been used by people and what they represent.
Nowadays, you can just press a button and ask Google or ask Siri, you know, for whatever sort of thing. But at the time, if, you know, they were dead reckoning to get to New York, or the idea of having landmarks or whatnot was very important. And this really sort of shows before the idea of being able to pinch your screen or, you know, zoom out.
Absolutely. And MAPS weren't always completely accurate. They weren't initially scientifically exact. And you will see in the exhibit a map from 1744 where parts of the world are labeled parts undiscovered. We haven't gotten there yet, but someday maybe our map will be complete when we get to that region. So you can really see how MAPS have evolved both in their form and in their meaning. There are a number of important Purdue people in the exhibit. One of the highlights are maps related to Amelia Earhart. So at Purdue Archives, we have Amelia Earhart's papers. In the exhibit, you can see the original flight plan from the very first transatlantic flight Amelia Earhart took. She was actually the passenger, not the pilot. But this was the pilot's hand-notated, hand-drawn. You know, he sat there with his straight edge mapping this flight that made history for her.
I'm curious. I know that some of it is online these days, and I imagine that that's a valuable resource. But to be able to see it right there also has to be something very valuable to experience.
Absolutely. Seeing materials in person gives an extra layer of contact and understanding with historical materials. And I hear it all the time from students who come in who've seen things online. They're used to seeing things online, but having that kind of physical contact with materials really makes a difference. Knowing that this was something that was in Amelia Earhart's hands, for example, you can't beat that. And the one artifact we have on display right now that most embodies that is our book of lunar maps that were used by Captain Gene Cernan on the moon.
Where can folks find out more about this exhibit and more about the archives themselves?
You can visit our website. There's an Archives and Special Collections page on the Purdue Library's website, and you can get the information about the exhibit as well as links to things that we have available online. And in future, you'll be able to find more of the maps from this exhibit online as well.
Adriana Harmeyer is my guest, and we're talking about the Virginia Kelly Carnes Archives and Special Collections Research Center at Purdue University. Tell us a little bit about the educational and about the staff of the archives.
Oh, about how to work in the archives? Well, we do have several archivists on staff, as well as some archives assistants, and we do have a number of student employees. We really couldn't do half of what we do without them, and they help us make our collections available to people, help us get finding aids online, make sure our database is up to standard so that we can help researchers find what we have. It really is a group effort, and we need people to work at all those levels to make sure that we're doing our best to serve our community.
We're looking forward to, you know, looking back and celebrating, you know, 150 years. But there's so much going on. I imagine these days with electronics and paper, it's probably a constant sort of like, oh, my gosh, how do you decide on what needs archiving? And can that be too much or too little?
Mm-hmm. That is another good question. And it's something that we are working on in the archives. We are working on the best way to talk to students about preserving their work, about how to save digital materials, because so much these days is just made and forgotten about, that we want to educate the community, make sure students understand that their student experience on Purdue's campus in 2017 is just as valuable as the Purdue student experience in 1920. This is going to be interesting, and we want to make sure we're documenting that.
Yeah, it's got to be fun to think about what traditions, you know, were done in the 40s that, you know, are still done today, and at the same time, how they evolve.
Absolutely. And we document those. Some of those are actually on our website. We've been working to document the Purdue student customs and traditions. And I've talked to enough students about these things. I think they don't always believe me because it got pretty rowdy. But we want to know. We want to know what's going on and what students are doing now so we can talk to students in the future about it and keep our traditions alive.
Adriana Harmeyer, thanks so much. And we're looking forward to much more from the Archives and Special Collections here at Purdue.
Thank you.